It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Smoke begins to fill the room where you can't even see where you are.
Zephyr.
You hit the ground.
Zephyr.
And fall unconscious. You all find yourself in the Arctic. In the distance, it's an army of about a dozen or so very large, furry creatures. You're being sent into this nightmare state.
We need to control the dream. Yeah. Waking up isn't going to help.
You could use intimidation and turn fear back on itself.
It's fun.
The Kula Khan is just like, I will eat you all!
All of you hear the Kula Khan's voice echo throughout each of your dreams, and you successfully end this.
Yeah! The Kula Khan!
So cool.
We have to keep moving.
So you open the door. A lounge. To the eastern portion of the room, there is a roll-top desk. There's papers, really detailed sketches. Zephyr, you look over Remus's shoulder, and you see it as well. A image of you and Valtrex in bed.
The adventure continues. Now.
The type that gets embarrassed, then you should be embarrassed for Kate and Joe.
Oh man,
who have shown up to the studio today wearing the same shirt.
Well, Kate may be embarrassed. I am flattered. I never dress as cool as Kate.
Yeah. I think you guys, I know that Kate has made this very clear on air that she's the only one who's allowed to wear black clothing.
This is why.
But
I didn't know that.
I will say it was on air. I will say, you guys look really cool.
Yeah, we look like Team Glass Cannon, like Goth Glass Cannon.
You look like you're on an improv team.
It looks like Matthew's been gone for 2 episodes and is not taking the seat back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she took it. We're a team now.
But, also, I don't understand the whole embarrassing. It's like, to put it in terms that Troy would understand, like when Odell Beckham and Eli Manning show up for a game, they don't say like, oh no, we're both wearing the same thing. How embarrassing.
Right. We're on the same team here. So.
Well, the same team.
So if anything, the three of us should be embarrassed.
We should be embarrassed.
Because we showed up to the game not wearing our uniform.
You should be supporting the new Kate colorway of the Glass Cannon t-shirt.
Which
yes,
I love.
This is all Kate.
Black on black.
And it's so funny. I want to hear what you have to say, but then I want to say what's so funny.
Let me go first.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, I didn't want to interrupt
you. Remind me to tell you what's so funny.
You have to make a phone call.
That got weirdly aggressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Remember.
You just remind me I have to make a phone call. I asked you to remind me that 2 hours ago.
We were supposed to remind you that 2 hours ago.
Before we start recording today, remind me I need to make a phone call.
You know what's so funny?
Too late.
Doing that immediately when we start recording. Saying,
say what you want to say. I'm going to make my call.
He's doing it right now. I was going to say, you make a good point. He's on the phone. You make a good point. We're on a team. We should all plan and wear something together against Boy.
I like
he's on the opposing team.
He's on the opposing team.
I was wondering if you could, if I could set up an. I'll call you back.
So what was so funny?
What are you guys doing?
What was so funny?
You said the word colorway, right? I heard the word colorway for the first time about
let's say 6 weeks ago. Okay. I'd never just seen the term colorway used.
I heard it for the first time when you just said it.
Okay.
I didn't even hear it when she said it.
The Kate colorway.
All right. But this is insane.
The Kate colorway.
Colorway. Two words.
I think I was in an email conversation with a merch person and, he was like, let me show you some different colorways. I was like, oh, I kind of like that word. The next day, someone else used it. In a sentence.
That happens sometimes.
And since then, I mean, when I say I've heard the word colorway at least 40 times in the past 6 weeks, having never heard it before, isn't that so funny?
Well, I mean, don't you have experience with this in your lives? I've had this experience where like, you don't hear of something at all. And then you find out people are like, how have you never heard of that?
Yeah.
And then you hear it all the time. I'll tell you where it happened to me maybe a year or two ago. I had never in my life heard the term coda.
Oh.
Huh.
For like an epilogue. And it came up in like Giant Slayer.
Yeah, I said everybody.
You were like, write coda. And I was like, quick question. What is a coda? And you were like, what are you talking about? And then you told me what it was. And now I hear it all the time.
It's
like funny. Like just in common usage, people are like, oh, it's got a great coda and whatever. And I'm like, I swear I never heard this word before 2023 in my life.
It's a human brain thing, though. This happens with like creating patterns. Our brains automatically create patterns once we're aware of something. So like people will see a red car. And then all of a sudden, as soon as you start noticing it, you're like, there's like four red cars parked together. That's weird.
That happens with gibbons too, not just humans.
Oh, really?
Highlighted gibbons.
They figure out patterns and stuff?
They see a lot of cars.
Oh.
And so they'll notice, like you look, they've done like primatologists, they've done studies like-
They're letting them drive?
No. The piloted gibbons, like they'll see a red car like in nature and they'll be like, oh shit. And then it just keeps happening.
So, I believe Skid.
Yeah. I believe him.
Francis and I had a buddy, Dave Kang, and we used to come to Astoria when he was living out here and none of us were. And we would just drink for 100 hours straight. And then Dave was the type of guy where it was like, he couldn't do anything without gamifying. He was like, let's just play a game that I just made up. Like constantly. Francis is laughing because he knows it would just be like, he would gamify anything. So we'd be walking from one bar to the next.
Dave Kang is like your Bob Sacamano.
He's my Bob Sacamano.
I've never met Dave Kang, but I've heard like all these stories about Dave.
You know my buddy, Bob Sacamano.
He's awesome.
Yeah. He's the greatest.
I would love to walk around drinking and gamifying everything with Dave
Kang. Oh, this is right up your alley. Because we'd be like walking from one bar to the next and going down a side street. He'd be like, all right, wait, before we go, let's all take a guess how many Subarus are on the right side of the street.
So we'd be love that kind of shit.
And so we'd be like 6, 5, 4. And then like the next block would be the most exciting block. Yeah. I mean, that's two Subarus. You know, and I mean, we would do this shit all the time. And when you said like four red cars, that's immediately what I thought of.
It's kind of fun though. You just feel, I like when this happens, when the brain like recognizes stuff and then you hear it a lot. Cause I'm just I was like blind to it before. I just never recognized.
Also, you said, let's nitpick language here. Mm-hmm. You said all the sudden. Is that?
Oops.
You say
all of the sudden.
No, that could. Is that a regionalism?
I say all of a sudden. Is that what it is?
Or all of the sudden?
Well, that's the correct way, and that's the dumb way.
No.
I've heard that way before.
No one says all of a sudden.
I say the.
There's an oven there.
I think I do a quick thing.
That's right.
I think I do a quick, just remove the word. I don't know if that's a New York thing.
No, it's all of a sudden.
I say all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's no the.
I thought it was all of the sudden.
No, it's all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
You're talking like there's one sudden. All of the sudden.
All of the
You're talking like there's...
Like you're a wrestling
you're
manager.
You're talking like there's multiple sudden.
Manager,
suddens.
Someone named
I'm
the sudden. It's all of a sudden.
All of
You
the...
have to take Matthew's so place you were, here. You would look it up.
You were wrong in crazy ways, and you're wrong in
well,
just
I don't
a silly
pronounce
way.
All the words.
So you would say all of the sudden.
I say
and you just
sudden.
Say all of a sudden.
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 I just fast... I made it too fast, and I said... All, what did I
you
say?
Said
and then
all
you don't even know
sudden.
What you're saying.
All yes. of a sudden.
You say it so fast, you don't
and
know
I've
what you're
And I've heard people say that before, and I thought that was like a...
No one's ever said that.
Like a Brooklyn thing.
All of a sudden.
It's all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. There's no the. I feel like I'm being Berenstain Bears right now. I'm like, this can't be the way we've always said it.
What's the sudden?
Well, to me, a...
What is the sudden?
Answer
sudden?
Me that.
What is a sudden?
Right now.
Well, we're asking the questions here.
And it's not the only one. There could be another one in like 3 minutes.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
The sudden, that sudden, this sudden.
Yes, that's how it's said.
A sudden. At least say all of those.
Sudden. I want to look up the etymology for sudden and why it's like a singular.
The thing
I don't
is, what's really blown my mind is all of the sudden is wrong. That's fine. But all of the sudden, what's going on there? All
it's evidence of
you're
the
just
phrase.
Skipping
all
words.
Of a sudden.
And changing.
It's like apostrophe. If
all
you
of
wrote
a sudden.
It out.
Goes back to.
I want least, all the sudden to myself.
At least the 17th century. And for some inexplicable reason, its use persisted with the noun sudden, and its other set phrases, form prepositions, in, on, upon, at, gradually fell into disuse. So it's always become all of a sudden.
It says all of a sudden is a less common and grammatically incorrect variation.
So on the on Grammarly, it says a common mistake for idiots is to write all the, it says that, is to write all the sudden or all of the sudden.
I thought we were on the same fucking team.
I guess not.
On a sudden,
be
all of a sudden
shirts.
Is a historic, but oh wait, all a sudden. So, you know, so some people say all, on a sudden. That's weird.
Well, that's what
it
I'm
just
saying.
Means suddenly.
Currently, all of a sudden is the only accepted
usage. People used to say like upon, in, on, but a and all are the ones that have stood the test of time. But they also don't really know why. They're like, in this article, it's interesting. They're like, yeah, this idiom just kind of continued on with specifically all a sudden.
I don't
instead
like
of other versions.
Like as a,
isn't that cool?
As a thing.
You don't like what?
Idioms. So I don't care if I'm wrong. I don't like idioms anyway.
And Jalad at Tanagra.
Hmm. What? Is that an idiom?
Temba, his arms wide.
Oh my God.
Some people are really enjoying that.
Yeah, some people knocking themselves out with laughter. Right?
Like, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look a gift horse in a mouth.
Stop it.
Any mouth, any of the horse's mouths.
Don't look the gift horse in
you don't
a
like
mouth.
That idiom? That's more
like
of an idiosyncratic phrase, right? Idiosyncratic.
They make things difficult for non-native speakers.
Right. You look in horse's mouth?
I didn't know how to, when you said that, I was like, I actually don't know how to exactly describe an idiom easily to somebody, like what it is.
A slang saying? Like a...
Well, to look up the definition, it says, a group of words established by usage as having a meaning that is not deductible by any of the individual words.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that like kind of lays out what it is. Good. It's like the individual words are meaningless. Even as a phrase, they don't make any sense, but over colloquial use over time, they, you know, it says, as in rain, cats, and dogs, or, and this is a good one, see the light.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Which has like a very clear and like meaning to all of us, but just see the light makes no sense.
It's an idiom.
Yeah.
Now that I've learned this correct way to say this specific idiom, I'm going to do the pattern thing. And every time someone says it, I'm going to be like, do they say it with or the? Are they now messing it up?
Yeah. Report back to us.
I'm curious.
Please know if you hear a single other person say all of a sudden.
I've heard some people say all of a sudden before.
Really?
Yeah.
I will report
Children?
Back, Skid. I will grammar police and figure it out.
Police. Okay.
I feel like everyone says all of a sudden.
Babies?
All of a sudden. All of a sudden.
Nobody's ever said it.
All of a sudden, I was headed.
Excited.
Children just learning
said it as a common mistake.
It's just why say all
Crazy.
Words when fewer words says the same thing.
And you knew
all of a sudden.
And you knew exactly what I was trying to say.
Maybe I'm more advanced than you guys.
Isn't that the point of language?
I wasn't
convey an idea.
Sydney, you're getting very defensive. I'm not attacking you. I thought this was like a regional thing that was, because I've heard it before.
No,
I didn't realize until I looked it up that you're stupid.
It was Grammarly that called you an idiot, not Joe.
Thank you.
He's just the messenger.
Yeah, he's just
so killing messengers.
Don't shoot the messenger, which is an idiomatic phrase.
Right. Why would you shoot the messenger? Yeah. I don't understand.
I wasn't going to until you brought it up. Colorways.
What does it mean?
It's just a different...
It's like a palette.
The way of the color.
It's a
way of the color.
It's a grouping of colors used for a design. So you could say palette, color palette.
So Kate's color... What is it?
Kate? It's the Kate colorway.
Kate colorway.
Which is black on black.
Black on black.
Stealth. They call it a stealth logo.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, look here. Here's a Pathfinder player core, right? So like this kind of like mustardy color with this like dark green. You never... would particularly think they go together.
Colorway.
And then they put it there and it's like, actually, it kind of goes together.
The
you know
smut
what I mean? Like,
sticker. Orange and green.
Oh.
Yellow colorway.
Now, we could sell that in a different colorway. Like, that's that colorway. And then you can have, let me see the different colorway options. This is biscuit and blue. You could have this in white and green. Different
biscuit
colorway.
Blue.
Biscuit and blue.
Yeah,
biscuit.
You don't just say different color because it's multiple colors.
I guess
colorway.
Kate's name is colorway.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
She dreams in color, she dreams in
Kate's name is colorway.
I like that you're all singing my name.
I also I like that
famous colorway.
Famous colorway has.
Like my birthday. It's infected us. I didn't even make it up. Someone at the live show said it, and I was like, wow.
Get off damn!
Get off damn!
Oh, we're going to go listen to some Pearl Jam. We'll be right back after this message.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Folks, we're back. We want to thank our sponsors, Pearl Jam, Columbia House, where I would get all my Pearl Jam CDs back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember getting Columbia House, and the first thing you sign up for is like, get 10 CDs for a penny, and then a year later, a collection agency will be after you. You never get paid for it, right? And the first thing I got was like 10. 10 and like...
Oh, yeah.
Brian Adams' greatest hits or something. I have crazy.
10 for a penny.
10
and
for a penny.
9 other CDs.
And I probably listened to that until the disc wore out.
Yeah.
But
it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one. You should name our actual sponsor.
Oh, sure. That'd be Foundry Virtual Tabletop. And of course, Norse Foundry for all your random number generating needs.
For all your random number generating needs. Daddy. So a little while back, let me shut out Foundry once again. A little while back.
They weren't helping you last week.
We did a little. No. A little while back, no, this is for Foundry VTT. A little while back, we discussed some VTT pain points, I'll say, on Glass Cannon Radio.
Mm.
Just talked about some of the things, problems you run into. And one of the great things about Foundry is, like you were showing us off air, how easy it makes it to do quick, fun, like little animated things, or to throw up a wall or a door, or to slide in a map in a couple pawns. Like, part of the problem with VTTs is the complication of just getting something ready when your players go off script. And then it's so obvious they're off script because you're like, well, we can't do this because I don't have the VTT ready. And Foundry makes that like super snappy to just like whip stuff together.
Yeah.
It's like anything, you get out of it what you put into it. And trying to like add a little time every week just to expand the skill base. Because it really, especially with the mods that you can add to it, There's a lot you can do that we're going to start experimenting with, especially in anticipation for Campaign 3. I really want to blow it out. Speaking of blowing it out.
Oh, no. I knew you were going to do this.
Sign up for a subscription service. Not what Kate was thinking of.
I don't know what you
thought. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to like segue into you know
yeah,
what?
If you blow it out, we'll send you Edward Riddleston's drawing.
Kate, oh, my God.
Of Zephyr and Demerchrex. Yeah. It is graphic. The precision with which he drew that penetration. But you'll get a free. You're not going to get that. But use code GCN30 at jointhenage.com. Get 30 days for free. And you can hear all about the salacious details of this image. You had a rough go of it last week. You continue exploring these sewers and secret doors, this underground laboratory, and lounge, smoking lounge, library, roll top desk, the whole nine yards.
Actually amazing if you think back how much has happened and how distracted we've been from like intending to just go look at the vault that's down.
Oh, yeah. Shit. And yes. We
took like one turn and it has completely changed the adventure. Yeah. Like
I forgot.
We moved into a couple different secret doors and then the whole, the uniform, the mask of the Salman Carr and everything. Is Riddleston the one in our dreams? And just crazy. And I remember, there's a vault that we're supposed to figure out how to open. So
yeah. Vault of the Blessed One.
Vault of the Blessed.
What? Forgot the combination, though. You found the schematic for that vault, but yeah, you have been on this other tangent, finding all these secret rooms. You find a library with books on the Arataki books on the Salman Kar, books on crossing the Arctic, books on the Ilvarani, this ancient tribe of elves that lived on the crown of the world. You find a map leading from someplace called Ice Gate all the way to the North Pole, pointing out dangers along the way, and a temple of Findadlara, the ancient elven god of art and architecture, with a note, "Did I leave the yurt there? Question mark." And then you go into this room with four incense burners, tapestries around all the walls portraying an Arctic landscape, a white carpet covering every bit of the floor, looks like snow, and a bed in the middle of the room. You're there for only a moment, and Ramius starts to smell this incense that you remembered that they would use back at the Abbey when they were trying to, like anesthesia is what I put it after mm-hmm. the fact, or also to protect you while you were sleeping from spirits that might be plaguing you. But it activated a haunt that knocked you unconscious and took all of you eventually into this nightmare where you were being torn apart by stampeding Salman Kar, and it wasn't until Buggles let the Kula Khan take over and used his intimidation to turn the fear back on itself and rip you out of this nightmare. You then continue exploring, and you find a little lounge with a fake fireplace, like the kind you turn on Netflix, except it actually had warmth and light to it. You find a roll-top desk with some notes. And the notes within this roll-top desk are quite interesting. There are sketches labeled by dreams, dream 462, dream 38, dream this, sometimes featuring Dr. Riddleson as the main figure of the dream. Other times, they're just images of different Salman Kar in various Arctic environments, an image of six towering spires coming out of a ruined city somewhere on the crown of the world. Nameless spires, it says. Question mark? And then sketches of some of you, the fight with the unicorn when Lucky was still alive, the fight with Bolan and the fox that led to Lucky's death, and a very graphic image, Zephyr and Valtrex having vaginal intercourse.
Yep. There was no penetration.
I mean, every single week that you don't have a Francis cam is a is an offense to the entire nation. He's back there losing his mind.
Just getting that worth everybody.
How detailed was it?
Well, you have to tell us, how far did you guys go? Because in your drunken little brag fest with Arataki, right, you said that you went all the way. Now you're saying you didn't? What do we see in this picture? You guys 69ing?
Jeez. I have to describe what the picture is?
Yeah, you have to describe it, because I'll get in trouble. If I Your colorway is red.
I'm like sweaty now.
Hey, maybe there was no penetration. Maybe you know what happened. You know, only you know what happened.
Apparently not.
But now we will know.
Up until now.
Were you worried the next day that you might be pregnant?
Or
that'll
no.
That'll tell us a lot.
Or no.
Zephyr's on top.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey.
Honestly,
even right there we learned
that changed the image.
Yeah.
Right? That certainly...
And honestly, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That tracks.
How detailed is it, though? Like, was he sitting there, like, the still of the dream? Just like watching, just
it's uncomfortably detailed, ew. as if a voyeur was in watching you, as if they were.
Is it artistic, or is it like
clinical?
The
clinical.
Artist, no, the artist has a is a skilled artist.
All right, so yeah, I
Peter?
Think
it is not immediately. Clinical. It's not like
Peter?
Here's the thigh.
Question:
yes,
is this reminiscent of the paintings in Kanipo's lair? Kanipo also had paintings of Bolan, the unicorn. Mm-hmm. Things were changing. The paintings were changing as the future changed.
Obviously, you
were
in there.
It. I wasn't there.
But yeah, if any of that runs through your heads, you don't see a similar artistic stroke, but it is odd that you have these two artistes Stroke.
Because he said stroke?
Fritz is laughing again.
I was like, why is he laughing?
He's laughing because stroke. He said stroke.
Yeah, sounds like he did. He had a little.
You see Zephyr's autistic stroke.
Well, right. This is...
So yeah, Ramius will just go, oh my goodness.
Give me that. And she snatches it. Snatch.
Just let me make a quick itching.
Just a quick rubbing.
Just a quick rub. I mean etching. Hold on.
What?
Let me take this into the dream room real quickly.
It's a quick rubbing.
I need to see it under the light of the incense. I'm going to shut the door.
Don't look at this secret door. No, he's like,
I'm still laughing at the snatch. It's still the funniest thing in the world.
Snatch.
My snatch.
Why did you call me?
So he's just it's all here. He's been watching. Or someone has. And he'll look up at Gick. Is there anything of Gick?
Yeah, is there how
is there
soon?
Anything post?
Yeah.
Like Castrovel?
There are images throughout your entire journey since Severn Arches till about a week or so ago.
So
there are images of you in Chesed.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Are there any images of Gaius?
You're looking through.
Would you be able to tell?
Yeah. You don't see.
Of course, I know my own brother, Buggles.
Are there images of other people that we don't recognize?
Or is it just us?
Are there any images of the people that were at dinner?
Yeah, is this a desk full of us? Because that's terribly creepy. If it's just us.
I mean, we are like celebrities.
Yeah, we are his favorite Avengers.
That we know of. I don't know.
Seem to be either his dreams or something to do with the salmon car or just your group.
That is.
Do you think he dreams of us? Do you think he sees us in his dreams? Sees our real life in his dreams?
How is that possible?
I don't know, but how is this possible? I mean, Zephyr, was anyone else in the room with you?
Zephyr, who is this?
It's my space boyfriend keep talking about. He's real.
Why is he applying chapstick in the middle of what looks like an intimate moment?
He's like this.
And like Brother Ramius and Buggles like uncomfortably turn.
I mean,
he has like this weird thing with his mouth. I don't know.
You look happy.
Yeah, it was fun. She takes it and folds it. In like the tiniest, folds it so tiny.
She wants to keep it.
Wait, I want to see.
Yeah, she's keeping it.
Why can't I see?
You no,
see the pictures.
Nope.
I don't get to see anything.
Now you make me feel bad not showing you.
Don't feel bad, please.
I don't get to see anything.
Can I do a perception, or if you'll tell me what are more of like Riddleson's dreams? What do they look like?
Yeah.
Anything specific jumping out, or
they appear to be mostly of Edward exploring an Arctic environment. You see like igloos, you see one with a yurt.
The yurt makes me think of Baba Yaga's hut.
Creepy.
It seems like he's going somewhere. You do see one of him standing before a gateway. But you can't figure out if he's detailing real experiences, proposed experiences, if somehow these were used to project something. I don't know if it's just artistic daydreaming.
Is there an environment around the gate? Does it look like Lich Gate surrounded in a forest?
The
Does
one
it
that
like
you
ice gate
find is it's in an Arctic environment.
It's all ice stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the only non-Arctic ones are really the ones detailing key moments from your journey thus far, as if you've been being watched in your most private and intimate moments in some ways.
Wait, so this happened on a different planet, right? So he knew...
Yeah.
He knows.
Maybe he's watching us right now. Who knows? It's one thing to be in our dreams, but...
I mean, that thing said it could read our minds.
You think he can?
I don't know. I don't know him.
It's the most violent, most disgusting breach of privacy
me. This is unacceptable. And if he returns here, we will tell him as much. Right?
Yes.
I tried. Muggles, I tried my hardest. Think of all the ways in which he could be innocent in this thing. These drawings, if he's the one that's sketching these, then he knows much more than he ever told us.
Yes.
He's a voyeur.
And we are being used.
These...
Voyeur!
These dreams go on when I close my eyes. Every second of the night, I live another life. These dreams sleep when it's cold outside.
Son of a bitch.
The moment I'm awake, further I'm away.
Buggles.
Something out there I can't resist.
Are you okay?
Sorry, I was miles away.
So proud of himself.
That was beautiful.
We must get to the heart of the matter.
What if I write that down? That was beautiful. What now, Brother Ramius?
This just doesn't make any sense. How could he? If all of this was here, if all of this information, this incredibly damning information was here, how could he possibly be frivolous about not being here when we arrived? Not keeping us from finding it. Is he...
Why wouldn't he tell us? Why would he keep this secret in the first place?
And why would he not be here when we arrived? I still believe he may be taken elsewhere, against his will.
Perhaps.
Something may have happened to him. Whether he's despicable or not, we need to know what happened to him and why he is not here.
Now more than ever.
There's a door here. Let's see where it leads before we head back to the vault. I don't know what to do with this information, Kik. Zephyr, do you have any ideas?
I'm really angry right now.
As you should be.
Yeah. If we see him, I don't think I'll be able to speak.
As you should be. I'm sure it will take all of your willpower not to break his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the paper. I will guard it.
Is that the fish?
That was Ramius.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I will safeguard it from your...
This will only make you angrier. Perhaps I should.
She also takes the...
Like a teenage boy, right? He grew up in an abbey. He's got no experience.
My God.
He's just like, Muggles, I got it.
No, you don't. You have to try to thievery that.
Ignition.
We have to rest
it. Ignition. We destroy it.
No! Yeah.
All right. She also throws the drawing of Lucky dying. She throws it into the fire.
And it just sits there because it's a magic.
Yeah. Fuck. It's just an illusion.
It goes and picks it back up. Do you want this?
No.
It's like, oh, they've all burned.
Ignition.
Lucky's.
Ramius is going to do a... 35 perception on the door.
Nothing.
I think it's safe, Zephyr. If you'd like to go.
Zephyr opens it.
Gook. You open the door and you see a rectangular room. You know, this angled doorway here. Everything looks like it's still under construction. You're not sure what this...
Looks like there's like scaffolding or...
Yeah, you don't know what this is meant to be or eventually meant to be, but the brick wall to the west looks a little more recent in construction than the other walls in the room, but it's otherwise empty.
It's actually in all the corners, Skid, almost all the corners.
Oh, it's all
the
wood.
There's like bracing.
It's like bracing.
Yeah.
Like in a mine shaft.
Exactly, because they cut this out and just laid brick against dirt probably. And
are there any secret doors in here?
Let's take a look.
You ask the room.
Yeah. Go up to the room and be like,
give
hey.
Me a diplomacy.
Hey, 14. What's going on in here?
I roll intimidation.
Hey, 14.
Hey, 19.
You change your haircut? You're looking good lately.
Open.
23 on perception.
It sure is.
Oh.
Secret door in the lower western corner of the room.
Secret tunnel.
What? It just keeps going. Why did he want all these secret doors?
To confuse people when they come down here, like we're being confused?
Perhaps to amuse infants like you suggested earlier.
It's a joke door for babies.
Yet another baby door.
I forgot that joke.
Was it a, is it a prank door, Zeph?
There's just...
What's a prank door?
If I have to explain it, it's not going to be as funny.
Okay.
I get it.
A joke door. Well, Buggles gets it because...
Yes, I'm very young.
So. It's a joke door.
Maybe I just don't find anything funny right now.
It's not a moment. It's not a time for laughter. It's a time for vengeance.
Sorry, I made a joke about the joke doors for babies.
Open the joke door for babies.
You open the joke door for babies?
Yep.
He's going to check it for traps.
Oh.
29.
Yeah. There's something that's the joke. Maybe an infant would get hurt on.
He opens
you're able to better. Flick it.
But I'm trying to form my thoughts. Perhaps he has these deeply kept secrets. He wants no one to know about, of course. But no one knows about this entire part of the building. Why need... Typically, you need secret doors in rooms that other people use all the time, right? Am I making sense?
I feel
this
like...
This entire place is hidden.
Exactly. So you just... Why all the secrets
why
within?
There's extra layers of security and secrecy.
Is he hiding it from his own allies?
Maybe he's hiding it from his parents.
I think that...
They're haunting it.
We're being lured this way, and we think that we're discovering something.
You think we were lured to the basement?
Very interesting, Zephyr.
You're saying it's a trap.
I don't know. I think we're the pawns. We're pawns.
I think this entire adventure is a trap. It's like one big trap. Just like luring you in.
Deeper and deeper.
Making you do all these things.
Yeah.
But you would also think that they would make it seem...
Less like a trap.
Less like a trap. So yeah. Something's fishy. He opens the door.
Tukunk.
Oh. What?
See a big
part of the sewer.
Old room.
Oh.
Looks like maybe an old maintenance tunnel. It's about 10 foot wide, running past like another depression in the ground. There's like some planks of wood that have been laid out so you can cross over the little drainage.
Ah, yes.
Ah, this leads, okay.
And then when you cross over, it leads north. To a 10-foot wide tunnel.
Okay.
The channel is like 3 foot deep. It's stone, looks like sewage and drainage once
got
you
it.
Go through
okay.
it. You see there are some ruined work tables on the side that you're standing on, collapsed shelves, rusty tools. To the south there's a rusty gate that once barred passage further south through these sewage tunnels. But you see that just beyond the gate now, a wall has been built
wall.
To kind of end this part of the construction.
Hmm. Got it.
Yes, this leads back to where we encountered... What's his name?
Should we just go back to the end of this tunnel and then loop around and find Blessed One?
Can I do a quick perception check, search through this rubble here?
Yeah.
23.
You search through the rubble, and you find nothing. Anybody else looking around?
Yeah, Gick will give it a go. We're all here.
I also want to go back and search his... office where the desk was for secret doors. We never searched
that. Oh, yeah, that's true.
24.
What are you looking for? Anything?
Looking at the rubble with Buggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that far side there, you don't see anything of interest.
30.
What are you looking for?
I think Gick is looking for... Not another secret door in this area, but like... I don't know.
I am looking for another secret.
I'm going to look in the rubble. I'm going to look in the rubble as well.
Okay. Digging through that rubble. Yeah, it looks like... Yeah, this was like some sort of maintenance area for the sewer workers. But the tools and gears here have been like long abandoned and ruined.
Does it look like... So this is not the stuff that was used to construct this area. This is
now, this looks like an area where people who worked the sewers used to work.
Oh.
And they have either been displaced or, you know, it doesn't seem like this was an area that was used for the people who constructed this. This was like where sewage workers would do stuff, but it's been a long time since they've done that.
How close is the manor to the rest of the city?
It's on the outskirts of town. Yeah. You keep in mind the parents were high society here in Leppestadt. There's Leppestadt University, and they were probably big donors there. You're looking for secret doors?
Yeah, along that western wall, but I rolled a 21.
21 is enough to find a single secret door.
It's a fucking trap. It's not that hidden.
Yeah.
Do a really thorough job hiding these doors, I think.
I have to search everywhere. They're everywhere.
This is actually like so fun. Yeah, love a good dungeon crawl. Yeah. And to have a dungeon crawl with 100 secret doors is super fun. Yeah.
And some that you might miss is like...
Yeah, excellent. Right. It's like... he will attempt to open it.
Okay.
I don't think that's really a roll.
Gunk.
Oh my God in heaven.
I can't see.
What?
Oh my God. It is a long hallway with like multiple more doors that I think are like maybe even cells or something. They're so close together.
Oh,
or
shit.
Tiny rooms.
There are cramped about 5 foot square cells.
Oh.
With gates made of iron bars set into the brick lined walls of a dark prison.
Do you think anyone's in there?
I think. I hope not.
And Ramius, seriously fearful and wanting to help anybody that might be in a cell or locked down here without food or water, is perhaps like, again, he's still thinking that perhaps Riddleson is unwillingly detained, right, from getting back here. But like maybe
people
are starving.
Someone prevented him from coming. Yeah, it's like someone, you know, getting abducted when they have like a cat at home.
Right, exactly. It's like somebody might be starving in here, so he's going to like rush toward the cells.
I'm going to keep up with Brother Ramius just for safety.
And he's like sort of slightly limping down the hallway and looking into each cell as he passes. So far, I've passed two. I haven't seen
any. Is there any light down here, by the way, besides what we're providing?
See, there's braziers.
Yeah, there's braziers keeping everything in dim light.
Looks like there might be more cells in the back
there's
around
another,
the corner.
There's also another hallway going to the south, like right as you enter this corridor.
Go on, Ramius.
There's no one in these cells, but...
Yeah, all the cells appear empty. When you get to that intersection there, Ramius, you see that there is a door leading further north back into that little side office. You saw that chair with the restraints.
Oh, yeah, just off of the lecture room.
Yeah, you didn't spend much time in there. You were like, all right, let's just kind of get the lay of the land. And
then we went back up.
Yeah, and you eschewed going through that southern door, but now you realize that that southern door led to this prison that had a secret door leading out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this prison wasn't necessarily secret from the lecture hall. Got it. And then he's going to move to the south to see if there's more cells below.
There are.
Yeah, and you move to the southern portion, and there's another row of four cells. And every cell that you pass is empty. You get the sense that there were people or things in there recently. There's a smell
food
of
scraps.
Excrement and food scraps, like buckets. It reeks. But yeah, you don't see anyone in the cells.
It seems like this place was recently cleaned out, like perhaps in conjunction with whatever happened to Riddleson.
Maybe.
But if he was ready to make his return, he didn't take the map. He didn't take the costume. Yes, I don't know.
Do
you think it was cleaned
fire.
Up?
Magic
Wait,
fire
did Buggles
was...
say that?
Yeah, said Buggles.
Do you think it was cleaned out by Riddleson or by someone else?
I don't know, but it just seems as though this whole place has been recently vacated and Riddleson is gone.
It's an interesting... theory, Buggles.
Like it's been vacated, but he still comes down here. He still left all of his papers, the fire running, his books.
All right, checking in here for secret doors. Kind of like all along the
secret
outer
doors.
Walls from the cells.
32.
Cool.
32.
35.
Damn.
Ooh.
Nice one. Not bad.
A search for secret doors throughout this prison comes up with nothing.
Okay.
And then another perception. I'm just going to do one more perception just on the cells and stuff like that. Just to see. I mean,
anybody else?
We see kind of excrement and stuff, but like,
as we're walking
see if we
by.
Missed anything.
Yeah, just, there's a lot of cells.
30.
The valley!
Same.
33.
Huh. Well, mine's
27.
28.
All right, so you're kind of all walking around the cells, peering in, see if there's any clues, anything left behind that might give you some understanding of what these cells could have been used for.
Yeah, yeah. The people they were harvesting, Nick.
And you're walking around, each of you looking in the cells, and Ramius and Buggles come together and peer into the leftmost cell in the north, and you see something that looks to be like written on the back of the wall. It's very, very small. You'd have to be in the cell.
He's going to try to open the cell? The
cell's unlocked.
Oh.
He opens it up. Buggles, look here. Some writing on the wall. Look.
So, if you go, you said you were going to take a trip to London, right?
Yeah.
You're going to stop into London. Yeah. So, if you go,
I'm not going to a prison, though.
Dude, well, the Tower of London.
The Tower of London.
The dopest prison ever. There's literal scratchings on the walls of people that lived in these like cells and then were executed in horrible ways and stuff. And you see their last writings.
Going on
it's
my
so
birthday.
Creepy.
I don't want
to. It's a great way to spend your birthday.
Anyway, it is messed up, but that's what he's picturing, like scratching into stone, like desperately writing words. Especially for, you know, a religious man, this is intense.
Get in there close, because at first you didn't see anything. You're looking for, like, signs of something. And then both you and Buggles notice there's writing. Door's unlocked to the cell. Go in, and you read a note that looks like it was left behind by presumably an inhabitant of this cell. It's in common, thankfully. It says, "Secret door to the east. Use it. Kill Edward. Avenge us all." And we'll be back right after this break.
Whoa.
Say less.
All right. You sold me.
We're back. Kill Edward. Avenge us all.
Secret door to the east, which we already found.
Yeah.
And that would lead into his offices, the two different secret doors. Wow. This is a note left, or it's scratched into the wall?
It's scratched into the wall.
Scratched into the wall.
Like a fucking
fashioned
something to scratch it into the wall, but small so that Edward wouldn't see it.
It's probably about that, but also there is the secret vault to the east with the Blessed One.
Right.
So there's many secret doors.
Yeah, secret door to the east just tells you east from here. Maybe it's the one you just found.
Imagine if Edward is the Blessed One, but there's another one of him that's like out doing stuff. You
like
know?
A fake one?
Something. I don't
a
know.
Doppelganger.
Oh, it's like Barnes with his fucking mirror.
Right.
We remember that guy and we all spit.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I
don't know. Just weird vibes.
Buckles is going to go back up into the door to the north.
Go to the north.
To the north.
And open the door.
Cool.
And, because we didn't really... This is the room with the chair in it. I want to do just search around this room.
Mm.
See if there's any... You're seeing here. 25.
Yeah, once again, to remind you, it's been a few weeks. There's an iron and wood chair fitted with these leather restraints on casters so it can be wheeled about the room. The eastern wall is covered by wooden shelving where there are manacles and alchemical supplies, links of rope. And so you do a perception check around the room just to see if there's anything of interest. You do see a set of manacles on the wall that you're like, well, these are like good manacles. Maybe it would come in handy. And then you notice tiny little vials amongst the alchemical supplies that still have liquids in them. You don't know what these liquids do, but they seem to have had some sort of connection to what was going on in this room. alchemical supplies? Were someone being restrained and like dosed with these things? Were they being restrained to extract things out of them to put into these vials? You're not sure, but there's like a dozen little doses of something, and then that all look similar, and then another single vial that has something else in it.
I'm picking these up, and I'm like, can't make heads or tails. Amos, these mean anything to you?
Let me see. He reaches down, picks it up from Buggles. Can I do a crafting check?
Yeah, do you have craft alchemy?
It's just crafting. I mean, Tui.
Nature?
I mean, I think he can roll crafting.
Yeah.
See if he covers, you know, if he might know what this is.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a great bonus.
Identify alchemy.
I can't be stopped. Ooh. 28.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to want some sort of alchemical lore, some sort of identify the actual properties of it. But I would say you feel pretty confident that the dozen things are some sort of poison.
Oh, this seems to me like an alchemical concoction. I'm familiar with what it is, but it has a viscosity of poison, I think. It doesn't look like a potion of healing of any kind. I'll say that much.
There's this one, too. There's this other one. It's not like the others.
Yeah, it's red. It's like a red liquid.
Can I identify magic?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, is it magical?
Oh, No. I'm going to roll over your check and say that
it's also alchemical.
It's also alchemical in nature. It's also some sort of poison, but let's say you like smell it. It has like a smell like a fine wine. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely poisonous in nature. You just know.
Mm. It smells like alcohol. Some kind of fermented something. That's not good for you in any case. I wonder what they were testing. Bringing prisoners here, testing these things on them, perhaps.
Also,
getting them to dream.
There's the other elixirs. We got to go back to his office.
Oh yeah.
And those gloves.
Oh yeah, we just walked out after like left.
Yeah,
because the you picture said really.
That yes. threw us.
The nudie picture of Kate's character really threw us off.
Right, wow. The thick leather
Describe
gloves.
Describe the picture, Kate.
Describe it, Kate.
Knock over, break all the elixirs. Describe it.
Yeah, have some of this.
I'm gonna gather up these vials.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful, Buggles. If they Carefully. Break, they could hurt your burn your skin. Just be careful.
And I'm going to take the manacles as well.
Okay, good set of manacles and 12 doses of some sort of poison and one dose of another.
Zephyr's thinking that, like, he held people in these prisons, and then when he was ready to experiment, brought them to this room, strapped them down, fed them vials, and then brought them out to the lecture hall.
To be harvest.
To, like, study?
To
fine wine.
Like, whatever was happening.
The fine wine one could easily be, like,
a narcotic.
Yeah, like an opiate sort of painkiller.
Or
like
to
pain
harvest
killer,
there was a
knock them out.
Medical table in there, right?
Like think an about, anesthesia. Sort
think
of.
About yeah. The sort of layout here. You come down the stairs and you come into a lecture hall that has traps that put out knockout gas.
Oh.
Then there's a room where you get strapped to a chair and there's some sort of poison. Then there's a prison.
Yeah.
Then
oh, so maybe
there's the rest of
this. Maybe the room, like the auditorium, is the trap.
I think this
and
is
that's
for
where his victims. That's where he gets his victims. He knocks the people out when they come down to see whatever he promises to show them, and then he brings it back into the cells. And then
I think this is how he creates gatewalkers. I think he's creating them.
Maybe, yeah.
I think he's knocking them out and giving them things that give them deviant feats and stuff.
Are you saying a missing moment never happened?
I'm saying I think he created it.
Well, what happened? Like, I walked through a
I
gate.
I saw a gate. I walked through it, Gick.
Or is that
saying
just
he implanted that memory?
I was drawn into it.
With something that you really wanted, right? That's what I thought. I saw something. You saw something you wanted. Why wouldn't you go for it? It makes perfect sense in your mind when you think back on it. It's like a dream. When you're in it, it makes sense. And then the more you think about it, the more you think, no, that's wrong. That I wouldn't do that. I don't like any of this.
I don't like this at all.
I don't want to stay in this manor. I don't want to...
Wait.
What Gick is saying is absolutely horrifying to all of you.
Wait.
Makes you question everything.
Weak. Could have been Lord here. I know I could have. For academic purposes. To learn something, study something. It is a library, after all. Come this way, Brother Ramius. Let us... this lecture on whatever. Knock me out. Imprison me.
Take your memory. And give you a new one. And then send you on your way on a mission.
Send me to... Crown of the World. Do his bidding.
We're thralls. For him.
So has Osoyo ever even been released?
And the whale that we saw in the other room, are they on the same side?
I think so. I think it taught Riddleson how to do this.
Right.
At least that's
what
I'd say.
I don't recognize the handwriting on the wall, right?
Give me a perception check.
I fucking hate...
Use a bottle cap.
I never have a bottle cap.
If you say that, if you say that out loud, though, I think we all are eager to look.
I don't think it was my handwriting. But I don't know yours so well.
I think we would all
go look. In. Natural 20.
Oh! Boom.
I will say if it was written with a pen, you know, or some sort of writing implement, sure. You might be able to like discern the stroke, but this was like carved into the wall. So it doesn't elicit any memories, but the fact that you're paranoid enough to think about that makes you, it has to question your whole worldview. What have the last few months of your life been if the missing moment did not exist?
Well, let's take it further then. Let's keep going down the rabbit hole. He then calls us back after we've served whatever purpose it was he needed. Returns us to our lives. Then calls us back, takes us to Seven Arches. Says investigate some nonsense mystery. It makes no sense narratively.
And people died because of it.
People died because of it. Extremely well-built characters.
Yeah.
Such potential! Then...
died by a wild animal who was not involved whatsoever.
Why send us out investigating the very thing he already had us do?
What's the point in playing with us and coming into our dreams and then awakening these powers in us? Were we experimented on and then put out to see what happens?
Maybe to buy time.
Time for what?
Open another gate?
The Lich Gate. I don't know. I can't reason my way out of this. Perhaps we go to this vault and see what we see there.
At this point, do we have any unopened doors we're aware of? Besides the vault to the east, or the door that heads
to the east?
We didn't
go all the way to the north.
We saw some, like, I don't think we mentioned this.
Oh,
I could see on the map some, like, fungal sort of shit going on.
Yeah, before you found the secret door leading to the prison, that northern corridor led back up, and if you take a right, it takes you to the room where you met Ogman Zorius. But yeah, to the north, there does look to be some sort of fungi situation going on.
Zephyr.
Yeah.
Before we go there, let's go back to his office for one moment. First, we need to examine these elixirs.
And sure, his gloves.
Like the way your character moved. It was very...
Isn't that funny?
Step by step.
I'm a big fan of this now, especially with Foundry. Like, not doing the drag and drop with the mouse, but using the arrow keys. Because the drag and drop won't let you move through walls and stuff like that. So you actually have to walk the path. All right. So...
I want to look at these elixir gloves.
Yeah,
with
gloves.
Copper wires.
First, I'll do a detect magic.
Yes, detect magic. They certainly are magical.
Okay. I will identify magic with, it'd probably be a cult or religion or arcana.
Yeah, this kind of got lost in the sexy drawing.
Sexy.
Copper cables running from thick leather gloves.
Nodes
to nodes that would attach to, like, someone's head.
And I'm going to roll arcana.
It's just like cyberpunk.
30 arcana.
Okay. perhaps you can tell me why you would even know about this. Maybe it was a memory you unlocked, or maybe you had read about
this. I think with Ramius, it's pretty easy with him. It's like he has spent his whole life in libraries just reading books and copying books, right? Like he's had to, and so that's why he knows so many languages. That's why he knows so much about things that he normally wouldn't. His god is a god of knowledge. Like that's his whole thing.
And, you know, maybe there's a book. I said there were some books on psychic powers. Maybe there's one of these books that's out as well.
Yeah, I wanted to grab like a couple of those too while I was in there.
And this is a magical item known as a telekinetic converter. A spellcaster who puts these on and puts the gloves on and attaches the nodes to their temples can convert the magic they normally cast to pure psychic magic.
Whoa.
So when you cast a spell using these telekinetic converters, you substitute any verbal spellcasting components for mental components or simple thought, granting the concentrate trait to the spell that you're casting.
Whoa.
Wow. That is huge.
That's OP.
You can activate it.
Is this recently constructed? Or
This is constructed for Gatewalkers.
No, but I mean, like...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, no. Was this something...
Yeah, this looks like it was made.
I wonder, like, because this is reminiscent of what I do. So it's like, yeah. I'm wondering if, like, this is a result of experimentations done on me.
Mm.
If I'm involved somehow in, like, manufacture this thing.
Whoa.
It's two actions to activate. You have to have a spellcasting class feature, and you can cast at least cantrips. And the effect is you can cast telekinetic projectile as an occult cantrip, heightened to the spell level equal to half your level rounded up. Another thing you can do, two actions to interact with this thing. You have the spellcasting class feature and have an unexpended spell slot of fifth level or higher. And the effect is you can cast your choice of telekinetic haul, which is awesome, by the way, or telekinetic maneuver as a fifth level occult spell, consuming one of your unexpended spell slots of the same level as if you had used it to cast the spell. So it is limited in what it can do in terms of those three spells.
Oh, so that's all it can do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But I still think it's very valuable. We just have to take it.
Yeah.
But it's not going
to... And to be able to do those things in a situation where...
Ninth level is where we start to... It starts to be useful.
Be silent.
That's great.
But we're eighth level now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, at this rate, we'll be ninth level in like 4 or 5 minutes.
Right. You take the average.
Right, yeah. Average the last 6 eps.
Yeah.
What about those vials?
Yeah. And then the vials, are they emanating magic or are they alchemical in nature?
This is in the roll top, right?
Roll top desk.
Roll top, John. Let's see those vials. Yes, the vials. They are moderate elixirs of life. 4 of them.
Oh.
These are moderate elixirs of life. So help you greatly. Take them.
Cool.
Thanks.
Okay, we all take one?
Yeah. Cute. Wow, no need to split it. Yep. One more way.
I know.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Not no mo.
Like the adventure was built for 4.
Wow.
Wow, Sydney.
Good thing Barnes is gone, Gick says.
No,
but.
Moderate elixir.
Adding them to the loot sheet.
But
I don't think we need to do that. Put them on our sheet.
Oh, well, I'm keeping track anyway.
Is that alchemical? I can never remember.
Yeah.
It is alchemical, right?
That's nice. 5d6 plus 12 is pretty good.
Yeah.
This is big boy stuff.
Okay. Was that it in the desk? And now I didn't even wait for you to answer my question before I moved on. Is that it in the desk?
Yes.
All right. I'll look for secret doors out of this room. He's looking behind the couch and everything, sort of obsessively, right. Like, this man is so secretive. He hides everything. 29?
Yeah, you don't see anything. Just that one door that you already passed through leading to an unfinished room that did have a secret door leading back to the sewer channel.
Zephyr, perhaps we examine this room to the north with the mushrooms? What does that look like? How far?
And we'll start heading north past the room where we encountered the tentacle fish up to this area that seems to be populated with mushrooms, though
we should
there
probably
seems to be like a green like vapor. Is that just art or is there like a green haze in the room?
We should probably approach it carefully.
It's like mold.
Cover our mouths.
Yeah, you can see as you approach and you smell it. It really is an acrid smell coming from there. There are sheets of mold and patches of these pallid mushrooms growing on the platforms surrounding a 10-foot-wide square open cistern. To the northeast, you can kind of see a pile of rubble and a broken metal ladder lying in a tangle to the northeast.
Okay, Remus is just going to, like, put his cloth robe over his nose and mouth.
Before you go, can I roll nature just to see if this is, like, poisonous to walk into?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
19.
Let me know when you're done with Kate's failure.
Yeah, you're not sure. What'd you roll, Joe?
30.
He was a gardener once.
Yeah. The fungus seems to, if there's danger from it, it would be from inhalation and not touch. That's the vibe that you get.
Perhaps.
If we had face coverings, would it?
Yeah. You look at the mushrooms and you think, Ramius, like, it's the type of mushroom you step on and...
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you want to be careful with your footing.
Be careful with your footing. Don't step on the mushrooms. And if you can, hold your breath.
Be careful what you wish, Spore.
Nice.
Wow, Buggles.
I don't know why that got me.
I really don't know why it got you.
Very, very.
If anything, it was just annoying.
The sad little delivery and everything.
The sad little delivery.
What you wish.
Careful what you wish.
Yeah, the excessive patheticness is my brand. For sure.
Ramius is going to cover his mouth and hold his breath. And just stepping carefully around the mushrooms and just to kind of take a closer look in the room. And I just want to do a perception, stepping around.
You walk up to the cistern? Or
yeah.
Going around?
Just look in the cistern, yeah.
You walk into the room alone so as not to, disrupt all these mushrooms.
A moment, let me take a look.
Carefully stepping by all of this fungus. And you look up and over into the cistern. Goes about maybe 10 feet down or so, and you see scattered on the bottom of it a dozen or so headless bodies.
Oh, headless?
What?
Most of them are more than like a little, like partial skeleton at this point. But you see four of them are a little more recent, in advanced stages of decay nonetheless, and they're just lying there all headless. That's what you see.
Do they look like they were experimented on? Can we tell?
He walks back.
See if they have tattoos.
He walks back.
Yeah, it's out of that. Ramius sees this.
Yeah, he walks back. It's out of that filthy air.
They killed them. They killed them. Cistern, just beyond the first line of mushrooms, it's filled with corpses. All headless.
Headless?
And some more recent than others, some very recent.
Headless.
Oh.
Headless.
Headless.
Buggles goes into the room.
Buggles, be careful.
Careful not to touch any of the fungus, like looks over. With his cloak over his nose and mouth and, like, looks in and do a perception check.
Mm-hmm.
20.
Look down. You think you see about a dozen bodies, maybe a couple more, but some of them are in such bad shape, it's hard to tell. But you do see that the four that are the most recent, there are exactly four of them. They just seem to be wasting at a rate that wouldn't make... That doesn't make natural sense. There's something else going on here that is decaying them unnaturally. There are four of them.
Perhaps this is why the cells were empty.
Yes, when you said they cleaned this place out, I never thought this. And those corpses you mentioned. Perhaps it's the mushrooms. Perhaps it's the very air eating away at the corpses. Disposing of them quickly.
Oh, this place is foul.
And then they can toss the bones. It's like the fantasy version of getting rid of bodies and Breaking Bad.
Exactly. Exactly what I was thinking.
Troy, from the way they're describing it, does it seem like if we were able to, like, move the air, it would be clear? Or this is, like, sealed, so not really?
It's really you're worried about stepping on these mushrooms, which seem to be everywhere growing around, that they might release some sort of noxious hazard. I mean, you could climb in there and look at the bodies. You could use that ladder and do it, but you don't know what type of filth could be down there or disease.
What's done here is done. Could always come back if we need. But I don't think we should be going down there. Any accidental step on a mushroom, there's no telling what sort of spores it could put into the breathable air.
All right.
Are they clothed? Do they have...
Yeah, the four that are, still in a very state of decay, they are clothed and they look like... I mean, it's hard to tell because their body is gross, but they look like they're wearing contemporary clothing. One seems smaller than the others, like might have been a dwarf.
I thought those weren't in your games.
Oh, I didn't.
Right.
Dwarfs are cool.
Dwarfs? Just halflings and gnomes.
Yes.
You're out!
You're out, Tom.
I really want to go out. Like, Buggles is also, he's just like, I really feel like there may be some answers down there. Like, he's really
you want to go in, Buggles?
I don't want to, but I feel like that we should.
Such danger. Let me see if there's anything I can do to help.
Give him a rope. Tie it around him.
I will go in.
We could lower him down from out here.
Oh, Buggles.
I'm light. You can pull me up in an instant. Something goes wrong.
I got a rope in my pack. I pull out a 50-foot rope. It's enough slack. We could do it.
Oh, no. Zephyr, do you want to lower him in? What do you think?
If you really want to go in, I'll lower you in, but I don't want you to go in, Buggles. I can go in his place. I feel really healthy lately.
None of us can hold the rope the way you can.
That's true.
Just the ladder.
The ladder's broken, isn't it?
You could use the ladder.
You could use the ladder.
You gotta be careful. The ladder's in the mushrooms.
It's rickety.
Oh.
You gotta be careful.
Well, I'll walk very carefully to the ladder. Pick it up.
Don't breathe the air.
Put it down there.
Just try to avoid it.
Here, just in case. And Gik ties the rope like in a harness almost around your waist and shoulders and holds it the other end. Just some slack, just in case.
Oh, that's a good idea in case you need to drag me out with these mushrooms. So yeah, she goes in.
We've been falling asleep a lot here.
You said the ladder was on the east side?
Northeast.
Northeast. So yeah, she goes over there, tries to get the ladder. Put it in. Climb in carefully.
You gently place the ladder into the cistern. Gingerly. And then you climb down into this cistern of corpses.
Indeed, a twisted cistern.
Jeepers.
Francis laughed before he finished.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
Before he finished the joke. Yeah, that's a level.
You start rooting around through the corpses and the skellies.
The fresher ones with the clothes on, trying to see if they have anything identifiable on them, if they have gatewalker tattoos.
You start looking around. Give me a will save.
Okay.
There's a lot of disease down here. It's bodies and mushrooms and grossness.
Natural 20 again!
Oh, shit! Oh, action!
That's 32 total, and then...
As you're rooting around, like, something gets on your skin, and you quickly wash it away. You're like, oh, okay. You start looking around at the corpses, like, pushing them ever so slightly. And on one of them, you see the mark of the gatewalker.
I quit.
You search...
Slammed the thing and it made my screen do something.
Whoa.
It, like, made my screen flicker.
You search through, continuing to see if there's anything else.
Like their pockets.
In the pocket of the dwarf body, you find a little figurine made out of jade of a serpent. And then you find a letter in the pocket of another one of them a letter that says, "Dear Gatewalkers, I would love the pleasure of you visiting me at Riddleson Manor. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Bibbidi snoppity
hugs
stew.
And kisses. Murder.
I could flip this table.
Edward.
I'd flip it.
Riddleson.
I'm going to kill him.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, I'm gonna kill him!
Oh, God.
We knew it, and we knew it, and we knew it.
Knew it.
And we knew it.
I knew it the whole time. I knew it the whole time.
We knew it.
And the thing is, we knew it.
You knew it.
You guys at home knew it.
She grows up, and she grows up, and she grows up.
We are not gonna take it.
Anymore.
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 Twisted sister.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.